Rather than curse the darkness, light a candle. For me, this quote captures the spirit of Hanukkah. Sure, I know that this quote has been attributed to different public figures, and that it seems to be a derivation of an old Chinese proverb. Nonetheless, rather than curse the darkness, light a candle, speaks to me about the core message of Hanukkah, that people have the power to take their situation in their hand and do something about it. Like most Jewish holidays, Hanukkah has evolved and changed over the centuries. It has been suggested that Hanukkah has its origins in an ancient festival that arose out of fear, when people did not understand the changing of the seasons, and feared that the shorter days of winter meant that the sun was dying. In time, Hanukkah became associated with the fight for religious freedom led by the Maccabees. This was a war, plain and simple, nothing magical about it. But the rabbis, centuries later, wanted to inject into the holiday a miracle. Thus, the story of the oil lasting 8 days was born. Hanukkah took on new meaning in Israel, where fighting for freedom was not a distant memory, but a reality in modern times. And in America, where Christmas dominates the landscape at this time of year, Hanukkah became ever more child-centric. But it seems to me that the message of Hanukkah is captured in those flickering flames that push back the darkness of night. In the midst of winter, when the night is long and cold wraps us in its arms, the lights of Hanukkah are a powerful reminder that we, people, have the power to transform the darkness into light through the strength of the human spirit and the insights of the human mind. We do not have to curse the darkness. We can light a candle and in doing so transform the world in which we live. This is the true message and miracle of Hanukkah. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And I'd like to wish you and yours a very happy and healthy Hanukkah. And thanks for listening.